I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest what I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we are presented with this very famous gospel that we perhaps know by heart. There's the master who's going away and leaving talents to the servants, and all but one invested their talents, and on the master's return, they were happy and proud of their accomplishment and presented to the master the growth of what he had given them, except for one who buried his treasure. We all know the meaning of this parable, as this has been preached to us many, many times. But it bears good hearing the second time, because we tend to forget as a people. So it is clear here in the parable of the Lord that everyone in this world is given a talent. Of course, in the parable, the talent corresponds to a certain amount of money. And I would say not just thousands, but millions and millions of dollars. And so everyone, no exception, everyone has been given a talent by the Lord. But the thing we need to be reminded of is that even if everyone had been given a talent, the gift that we're given, they're not equal. Each one is given according to their abilities. And so we must embrace that fact. Contrary to the woke culture, which tries to claim that, oh, every one of us is equal. No, no, not according to the scripture. You know, everyone is given gift. Yes, it's true, but not equally. Each according to his own ability, but blessing just the same. It's blessing just the same. Now, the question is, how do you invest that gift, that talent, which the Lord had given to you? You see, the principle in spiritual life is every gift that is given to us, every gift that is given to you is not to be kept for yourself alone. It is given for us, it is given for you to be shared with the rest of the world. That's the meaning of multiplying the talents. That's a means of investing the talent. You know, our talents, our charisms, our gifts are given to us by the Lord not to be kept and guarded for our own self, for our own benefit, but for the world to share, very much like what the two servants were doing. You know, they share their talents and it's multiplied. And the experience of the first two servants should also be an inspiration to us. When we give our talents away, be that financial or our giftedness, when we give it all away, it multiplies. It multiplies. It grows. You know, if you're given the gift of, say for example, teaching. And you go out and teach, and you go out and share the word of God according to your calling, then you grow in that ability. You know this, you know. If you're given the gift of, say, hospitality, well, you build a community around you because people are attracted to you. That's what happens. That's what happens. And so to keep the talent for our own, well, it rots away. And very, very much like the principle in muscle building. You know, if you use the muscle, it increases. But if you don't use it, it atrophies and you get weak. Same thing in the spiritual life. Also, remember that we're all given a talent or many, many gifts. The response to that should be joy. It should be joy. You see, the master was mad with the third servant because he said, because I fear you. And so I did not invest it. You know, contrast to the first two, you know, it was joy that inspired him to go out and spend it. You know, we should be joyful. We should be joyful and not to fear. You see, the original Greek here is this lazy servant. It's not just about, you know, oh, I'm lazy. I don't want to work today. Yes, it has that, but it also has a connotation of someone who is not happy, apathetic. Someone who's apathetic with the gifts that he doesn't want to do anything with it. That's called sloth, which is one of the seven cardinal sins. In the face of our gifts, we should be joyful, knowing that it came from the Lord. And in that joy, the joy communicates itself and shares itself. One thing I would like to bring up is that sometimes we interpret this parable as, yeah, for all of those people who do not want to share their talents. This could also apply to all of us. And I would imagine all of us here are the good servants who try to follow the Lord, who try to follow the Lord in making our lives holy because we are called to be holy. We go to Mass every day. We go to confession and communion regularly. But this parable of the lazy servant also applies to all of us. Our spiritual journey, our search of perfection in our spiritual life should not serve only our own welfare, our own good, my own sanctification, my own happy death, my own happiness because I receive all of these blessings from the Lord. We could be that first servant. The Lord is giving you and me, because of our trying to live the holy life, many, many blessings. Many, many blessings. Peace in our home. Peace in our relationship. But remember, those are gifts just the same. And what do we do with our gifts? Share it with the world. It is not enough. It is not enough that we are here being holy and trying to follow the Lord. The Lord will bless us, but then after the blessing, we go out and pour ourselves in service and in giving and being a light unto the nations. That's the reason why at the end of the Mass, we say, let us go forth, you know, go forth and preach the good news. After we receive the blessing, we go out and serve our brothers and sisters, investing the gifts we have received at Mass with the rest of the world. May the Holy Spirit and the Eucharist that we receive here today grant us the joy of receiving each gift that the Lord has given us and also the joy of sharing it with the rest of the world. Amen.